Senator Linda Wilson says if the Senate's Democratic majority wants a budget that is truly historic, one that, as they say, meets the moment, they should have adopted the Republicans' alternative.
Invest in our people, in our businesses, and our education, all fiscally responsible, balanced it for 4 years, provide solutions for our state's critical needs now, and in ways that benefit the state for decades into the future, all without raising taxes.
Wilson says she's still flummoxed by the new taxes Senate Democrats used to balance their budget, knowing how the state's financial outlook improved by billions of dollars.
There is a capital gains tax. I'm really disappointed that it's in there. By putting it in the budget, it pretty much means a vote for the budget is a vote for a state income tax, and we just can't do that. And I'm bothered by the fact that the people will have to foot the bill for the lawsuit that will happen afterwards.
Majority Democrats passed their budget in the Senate with no Republican votes. House and Senate negotiators will now work on a final spending plan. I'm Tracy Ellis.